No members.
And I'm the designated county engineer tonight, so.
There is none?
I'm taking.
You're the designated, okay. All right, so then you're a voting member, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Then let's call the meeting to order, and the agenda should be in front of you, and either get a motion to approve or change from somebody.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
And a second?
Second.
And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And our minutes are also in part of your package. Does anybody have any changes to the minutes? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, then Jim, you can pick it up, item four.
All right. Wildlife management. We've removed 22 deer from the airport this year.
Wow.
We believe there are 6 left, because that's what we've seen. We're going to continue with the program to get rid of those, so. 22 out of 28, that's pretty good for this year.
So how many of that in the last, since the last meeting, or since in the last 60 days or so?
Since the last meeting, I think I told you 6 at the last one, so 16. That's.
Good job.
There was a place where we actually saw a deer slide under the fence. They're being chased. I don't know how it got underneath there, but it was like that much room under the fence. So I set my trail camera up there just to see if they were, you know, regularly going in and out there, which I didn't see any deer, but raccoons, possums, woodchuck. So they're all getting in, except, I don't know. Yeah. Not much you can do about them, and you don't really see them around the runway, so it's not a big deal. That's all I got on that, unless you got any questions.
I think I mentioned to you, I was at the meeting or at some point, about some cats around the terminal building. Did we ever set up any traps or do anything?
We did. 5. Mm-hmm. Removed 5 cats from from around the terminal.
Okay, so great.
Not a whole lot we can do about cats. I mean, that's
migratory.
Yeah. We did have that dog before the last meeting that we chased all around, and I think you were in on that a little bit there. But
okay. And any questions for Jim on the wildlife management item?
Mm-hmm. All right. Great job, though.
Okay. Yeah. Item 5, the airport update.
All right. Instrument approaches. The VOR to runway 4 has been published. I thought there were some pretty good minimums. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but for a VOR is pretty good. We've requested, actually I requested a instrument approach to runway 28, and we're going to get it to both ends. I thought we had problems on the 10 end, but apparently we don't, or we'll find out about it. Right now, there's a target publication date of May 21st of 2020. It takes about a year and a half for an instrument approach. My plan was, because of all the obstructions, to submit this and let them tell us why we can't have it, or what, you know, what we need to do to get better minimums. When I talked to the guy yesterday, he said we're going to get an approach. The only thing that would stop us if we put a flagpole up at the end of the runway. So,
wow.
You can't guarantee the minimums or anything right now, but I'm going to keep up on them just to see how things are going, and so that's what's happening with that. There are some restrictions because of the type of runway and the length of the runway and all that. It won't be a vertically guided approach. It'll be probably just an LNAV, lateral navigation approach.
Well, wasn't one of the restrictions the fact that we didn't have a parallel taxiway there?
Yeah, but we're getting that, so.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
Yeah, that's all figured into. Yeah, it's all figured into
the progress of the parallel taxiway.
Us getting the approach. So, it's. Still having problems with the clearance delivery radio, and Verizon Dover Air Force Base seems to be the problem. So we've been working with them. We'll see what happens. All the equipment on our end is brand new, so we'll see. It's an ongoing problem. Taxiway D, the parallel taxiway, probably announced last time, $5.5 million grant to get that project started. There is some drainage pipe work that needs to be done for all that to happen. We thought we were going to do that this fall. George and Lynch, the contractor, would like to just do it all at once when they start in the spring. There is some other drainage work that's going on out there that's on a separate contract that'll probably take place over the winter in that same area, but the actual work for the taxiway project won't start until the spring. The PAPIs, the precision approach path indicator lights, which is actually Rick's project, that's being postponed till the spring to work around the Aloft schedule. So, and the only other big project we have going on, it's not aviation, but it's in the airport, extending Baltimore Avenue into the new part of the business park. That we opened bids on the 8th for that, and I think I heard Hans say we're expecting that all to be complete in March of next year. So.
With this weather, yeah.
Yep.
We do have
we'll let him know
project
that.
At the airport, the taxiway A.
The lighting.
Lighting upgrade, right?
Yep.
It hasn't started yet, and we hope to start it this fall, winter, but we've got to get the plans ready and so forth. So it'll be a little bit of time, but if it'll get started soon, that might get delayed till next spring as well.
Yep. And what that'll do, that'll put taxiway lights on both sides of the taxiway all the way out to the runway. So. And all LEDs. And that's about it. What's going on, unless you have any questions.
Any questions for Jim?
What about the runway extension rerouting Trufford 9? Where is that?
Well, it's a Del Dot project. It was originally going to be all one big project from end to end. Mm-hmm. They've split it into two. So the first phase is going to be the realignment to help us out. They've already gotten their environmental findings, so that's good. So they've started on design for phase one, and that's probably going to take a year to do all that. Most of the property's already been purchased because we bought it up for when we thought we were paying for it. So there's a little bit of property they're going to have to buy to do that. So probably next year we'll start on our environmental assessment for the runway extension, and it's I think it's 2022 we'll be able to start construction somewhere in there.
That's on the road or the runway?
The runway.
It's coming fast.
Yeah.
Believe it
or not. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they bought a whole lot of time by splitting it, but I mean, they're going to have to buy everybody's piece of everybody's property along the other stretch of it, just because they're widening the right of way. So that could have dragged it out for quite a while.
I had a question about the industrial park, since you just mentioned it. Well, a couple of meetings ago, wasn't there? Didn't we hear about another business that might be moving in? Am I mistaken?
That's a question for Bill.
Yeah.
Do you mean
in the industrial park, the new section of the industrial park?
We do have area 2, which is the property directly across from Atlantis Industries. There's a supplier of bathroom carpet, etc. Has signed a lease.
Speak up a little bit.
Oh, there is a company that sells to the construction industry, bathroom supplies, carpeting, all types of flooring. They're going to be moving into Area 2. And today, we don't have a signed lease today. We just negotiated Area 3, which will be an LED lighting manufacturer. We'll be moving in there. So
there's two pending then?
Area 2, we have a signed lease. So that's a done deal. This one will be signed this, the LED lighting company will be this signed this month. And then I'm working with a company out of New Jersey that manufactures blankets, or a blanket manufacturer, just in the discussion stage. They'll probably take either 4 or 5. So.
And I think that would be a relocation or just an expansion?
Relocation.
Of
these deals take forever.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty, congratulations.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're pretty happy so far.
All right. No other questions for Jim, right, on item 5? Then we want to talk about item 6.
Moving right along. Member of the public, last time, if you remember, kind of at the end of the meeting with public comments, recommended that the committee add another position for a tourism representative. You know, she recommended it be a woman, but we're going to put that aside. So we put it on the agenda tonight to discuss, to see what the committee's feelings are. You know, tourism is important. A lot of our traffic is tourism related, and Garrett can probably give
Absolutely.
You better details on that.
And the whole rebranding of the airport was tourism-minded,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah. So, you know, our committee makeup is set by the bylaws. You know, there is no tourism position on there now. The only position that we really have any play with is the at-large position, which we asked Ray to join us because as a business representative, because we thought business is also important, which I think it is. So there are some options that we can discuss and get your feelings and maybe make a recommendation to the county council if you want to do that. One would be to add a tourism position. The second would be to nominate a tourism person for the at-large position. There was a third one. What did we talk about?
We talked about in a neighborhood position, our neighbor, I guess.
Yeah, we could add two positions: one for a business, one for tourism, and leave the at large for a kind of a neighbor kind of thing. My original thinking when we set up the committee was the at large would be a business person. And not necessarily from Georgetown, but you know, maybe Seaford or Rehoboth or someplace that, you know, wasn't a Georgetown thing. That I kind of got overruled, and it became a neighbor for that position. And then when Richard resigned, you know, that's when we asked Ray to join us and give us the business side of things. So I'll leave it with that and let you guys discuss.
So what was the third?
Well, we could add just a tourism position.
Right.
We could add a business position and a tourism position.
Okay.
And you know, we're not talking individual people; it's just positions. So, and then the third one would be the at large, just appoint a tourism position and not have a business.
At large, or not have a business.
Or a neighbor.
So the tourism would be a lot from what I've read is we have dealt in the past and now is nuts and bolts with animals, runways, mm-hmm. security, and different things of that nature. So tourism would be added. What are the advantages?
I think just in prioritizing projects and policies, you know, as far as you know, being more tourism friendly with the policies, that kind of thing.
I mean, if you think about, as Jim mentioned, and I can tell you from my day-to-day experience that it's probably got to be at least 80% of our traffic is mm-hmm. tourism based, mm-hmm. maybe more, maybe even 90%. I mean, it's a few companies come in, like the chicken company is here today, but. It's mostly tourism-based traffic. So the thought that it was brought up from a member of the public and to add a position with that would bring some tourism expertise or knowledge to the table.
Insight.
Seems like a good idea to have somebody from that, and the Southern Delaware Tourism is the agency that would send somebody over.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear what we do, maybe provide input, and you know, just seem like a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Scott Thomas, he works very hard at tourism.
I talked to Scott, and he was very open and kind of, he seemed eager to participate in this group. So, you know, as Jim said, we have our bylaws and are kind of structured a certain way with a certain amount of membership. So do we have one at large, which currently is your position, do we just, you know, have that maybe make that become a tourism or tourism person? Do we add a couple more at larges and make them specific for business tourism and then maybe a neighborhood person? You know, that's the discussion we're having. But to your point of why to have the person on the board, I think is what you're asking. You know, it just because of the heavy amount of tourism traffic we get, you know, they might have some good ideas for us.
My thoughts would be, just personally, would be to add another at-large position, fill that with someone from the tourism board or whatever.
Yeah.
But
well, I wouldn't call it an at-large position. I'd specify a tourist or tourism.
Well,
representative.
My thinking was, if it was an at-large position, just have it filled for now by a tourism board to give us the flexibility if that were to be vacated in the future by neighbors or another business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of specifying as a tourism position, is that? I know.
I came on as an at-large, non-voting, and. You know, it's kind of intimidating when you sit around people that fly and who now have a lot of knowledge of the airport, and you know, Garrett and Jim. And so it may be that would be a step into before they become a voting member. But
You're a voting member.
Yeah, I know I am.
Yeah.
But for tourism,
yeah,
I'm saying does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I think we'd start them off as a voting member.
Well, Bill's not a pilot. Hans is not a pilot. Tom Lawson's not a pilot. I mean, you know, it's not a requirement, obviously, to be.
Yeah, right.
But I understand your point.
Yeah.
Some of the jargon and acronyms that we use, I'm sure it's probably goes.
I have a lot of catch up to do.
Yeah. Right.
Me too.
Well, Gus, what are your thoughts?
I think I like the idea of the tourism person bringing a different perspective from their area of what they're doing with outside of the airport and how it may dovetail with what's going on at the airport. Maybe they can incorporate that into what they're doing on their marketing of Sussex County, et cetera. The actual format of the position, I'm flexible on that, but I do probably the at-large designated as a tourism, and that way they can, would it be a specific, it would be a specific person at that point, but it would be someone from the tourism department, so to speak, or it would be tourism-based person. Right.
Well, there's, in the tourism office with Scott Thomas is Lana Harallahan.
Right.
Who lives in Rehoboth. Her husband is a real estate agent with Caldwell Banker. She's very well versed in what goes on in the county.
She was
somebody like that would,
she was also,
I think,
the general,
come out of that office.
She was also the general manager of all the outlets at one time. She helped get those outlets established. I think you need a business person. I'm looking at it through the lens of an economic development standpoint. You need a business person other than a tourism person, because if we're going to promote this county from an economic development as a place to come and bring your business, you know, I would want to see somebody on the business side on the board as well. That's just my thoughts, because.
Well, isn't that what?
Yeah,
Ray represents here. So.
But he's at large, right? Didn't you say he was at large?
Yeah. But the reason we asked them to join is because of the business side.
Right. You know, I hear that. But I was sort of thinking what Rick was saying, if you made it at large for tourism, then you ought to have an at large for business as well.
Well, I mean,
that was
yeah.
my thought.
Well, the only, you know, the only thing I thought that was that gets us to 12 members. And, you know, then we got an even amount of members.
Yeah.
And so another thought in the last option that Jim presented was to actually have a business, a tourism, and then an at large. That would be maybe a neighbor or some other, you know, some other person. But that would get us to 13, and then you don't have any split votes. And you know, I mean, we don't have that much authority, really. All we are is an advisory committee, so it's not like we're spending money or anything that
right.
is really of that amount of significance. But
that's a good point.
Each of those three things, I think we all agree, bring something to the table, a business person, a tourism person, and a neighbor to have neighborhood buy-in. You know, that was what Richard, you know, what his role was, and I think he did it well to keep, you know, his neighbors in the loop, and that we don't have problems with neighbors. So, you know, we're very fortunate here. We very rarely get neighborhood complaints. The complaints we get are from people in Rehoboth when there's a crop duster flying overhead. We don't have people right on the other side of the neighborhood, right on the other side of Park Avenue calling and complaining. We get people 3 or 4 or 5 miles away with issues. So having a neighbor as well as the two other positions Jim's talking about was the third option. So,
I guess that's the one I did not understand completely, so that does make sense, really.
Well, for me, I mean, I think tourism means a lot more to your operation than what it does for us over there. But as part of the committee, I would, and weighing in, I would agree that having somebody with that experience and understanding of what we have to offer in Sussex County would probably be
so
helpful.
It's, I think what I'm hearing is either of the options Jim presented, option two, which was add another position, call it tourism member, or option three, which is add two more members of a tourism person and then a true at-large. So is there any consensus on, is that
well, we have an at-large now, so the two you would add would be a business representative
okay.
and a tourism representative.
Right, take it to
and
13.
Just leave the at-large the way it is.
Take it
and then
13,
it could be anybody and
right. So
you can recommend your preference for a neighbor or whatever.
So we have a choice of either just adding one seat or two seats.
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's what we're at least down to that.
Right.
Two
right.
options.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we only added one seat, we have the tiebreaker issue. Do we have a tiebreaker policy in the?
No.
I don't know if that would come up that often, since it's a non-binding, that you know, but
yeah.
it's just adding more people makes the quorum could
well,
be harder.
Well, if we had an extra at-large, not an extra, but you know, if we do go up to 13, then we have to find somebody else then to fill that role. And do we have anybody that's expressed interest in joining the committee that is not, you know, that would fit the description of what we're talking about?
No, it'll be the at-large, so pretty much anybody.
Well, but if we,
yeah.
it's anybody, but if the feeling is that we would want it to be a neighbor, then,
Yeah, neighbors would be kind of hard to
right.
to do.
How far out do you consider a neighbor?
I think we've thought of, like, you know, the Park Avenue people,
I would say in the
Georgetown.
I would say within the traffic pattern of the airport, which, you know,
yeah.
a mile or so in
mm-hmm.
any direction is roughly, you know, a mile or two, maybe.
So that could be in the city of Georgetown, town of Georgetown.
Sure. Oh, yeah, we fly over the town of Georgetown all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. If I had to, you know, make a decision, I think just adding one at this time, you know, we have 12, but
mm-hmm.
I don't foresee it to really ever be a big issue for us.
I don't know how often we actually have all the members here anyway on any given night. But
right. So
would you like a motion?
Yeah, why don't you?
I make a motion. We add the one member to the board, designated for the tourism?
A tourism representative?
Tourism representative.
And did you second?
I'll second.
All right, so Rick's, you got that, Susan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a motion to add this position for tourism, seconded by Rick. Any discussion?
Yeah, I want to go back to the business person. So you're going to be the, you're an at-large person, you're filling in that large seat.
But he's a voting member of the
I know he's a voting member, but he's not designated a business person, correct?
He's not in a designated position. There isn't,
right.
There is no position that says
but business. He was selected because of his business background.
Okay.
Yeah, the still at large.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if Ray were to leave the position, or it could be, then it could be a kind of a wide open
mm-hmm.
position, like, which is kind of have the flexibility we want.
And I just, from my standpoint, I think if you're changing the bylaws, why not change it to 13, add the business person and the tourism person instead of coming back in the future and addressing this again if you're going to change bylaws. That's just me. I'm seeing it through an economic development lens.
I see your point.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, if we go to 13, then we do have to go find another member, and
there's plenty of business. I mean, I think we could find somebody on the business side, but you're already here, so.
It's finding the neighbor
it's
side.
It's finding that we have Ray. We have a business.
Right.
That's not the challenge. It would be to find either a neighbor and then,
I think if Ray were to leave, it would be, in my estimate, easier to find a business person
mm-hmm.
right.
willing to fill it.
Right.
That would be a neighbor. I think the business would always be, the business side would always be represented.
All right, well, the motion on the table is to add one position you want to read back the motion for us, Susan?
It's a motion to add one additional member to the board for a tourism representative. Hold on now. One member to the board.
And designated a tourism.
And designated as a tourism
and
representative.
Just, you want to make it a voting member, right? Should we put that in the motion to make it a full
member? All members are voting members.
There's no non-voting membership. All right, so that's implied then. All right. All right, so that's the motion. And we've had discussion from Bill, and I respect your point. I hear your point. I just think, practically speaking, Ray, do you intend to serve next year?
Pardon me?
Do you intend to serve next year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Practically speaking, we have a business rep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think it gets us to the place you want to get to. So anyway, all in favor of the motion as read?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed?
And I'm two ayes if you're counting.
Okay. All right. And the motion's approved. So I guess we'll reach out to Scott and let him know what's...
Well, not necessarily Scott, but, it'll be up to the council and go through the normal process. And Scott's probably a good choice, but... I don't know this other person, and maybe she's a better choice. But.
She's been in that office a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is no public tonight. For once, that's unusual. So then you just want to schedule our next meeting date.
Before we get into that, this is the last meeting of the year. Ray's already said he'd like to serve again, but before the next meeting, we have to reappoint everybody, so... If you don't want to serve again next year, let me know. You don't have to do it right now, but
okay.
It's my annual plea.
Okay. All right. Then now we can schedule our next meeting date, which would be in January. So 23rd of January is the fourth Wednesday?
Yes.
All right. 23rd of January, unless there are no objections. All right. Need a motion
to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Rick, seconded by
second
by Ray, and all approved or all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Very good.